It's Full Metal Jackie on the phone with us this evening. The one and only Rob Halford of Judas Priest, the metal god with us. How are you, Rob?
Hello, Jackie. I'm great. It's so good to be with you again. I'm looking forward to our conversations like we always do. We have a good time. Spread the news of Priest, the Priest world, and everything metal.
Of course. Judas Priest, of course, latest album, Firepower, amazing record that's out there. And Judas Priest on the road with Deep Purple. And the prominent heavy bands when you were starting were Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, and Deep Purple. What impact did that band have on a young Rob Halford?
I've got to say, Jackie, you always do this to me. Nobody else does. We have played with all of those bands, when I think about it right off the top of my head. Remember, you and I talked about that one special time we played with Led Zeppelin at the Oakland Coliseum.
Right.
On our first ever American tour. So there's one check off the list. Obviously, you remember the tours that we've done with Black Sabbath. Those two off the list. And now, eventually, at long, long last, we get to play with Deep Purple. How cool is that?
Pretty amazing.
Priest and Purple together for the first time ever, only in America and some shows in Canada, but only in this part of the world. What a great night it's going to be. When you think about both bands at the top of your head, firstly, let me say, you know, Jackie, I'm a big Deep Purple fan, so I'll be a kid on the side of the stage banging my head when they're playing. But to have us both together on the stage on the same night, it's an event more than anything else.
Rob Halford of Judas Priest, my guest on the show tonight. The latest Judas Priest album is called Firepower. Here's a tune from it, Rising from Ruins. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. And let's talk about the latest record, Firepower. It's been bittersweet, arguably one of the best Judas Priest albums, but Glenn Tipton is unable to fully participate in bringing it to the stage. What positive lesson have you learned throughout the circumstances of making and touring the album?
You know, when Glenn is able to come out, when Glenn walks out, it's one of the most incredibly powerful, emotional things you'll ever witness about this band. Firstly, he's standing there. You know, he's a guy dealing with this tremendous challenge in his life, and he's living with it, and sometimes I'm at a loss for words. But there he is. And then we have this song wrapped around him called No Surrender, which definitely is at the heart of what Glenn Tipton represents, but it's also at the heart of what we represent together in heavy metal. You know, never give up, never give in, fight, fight, fight. All these great collective emotions are wrapped in that song and wrapped around Glenn. So if he's not with us, he's there in spirit. You know, he's up on the big screen. You know, we'll more than likely be playing No Surrender. And it's just going to be great either way, you know. And he sends his love to you, Jackie.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. Judas Priest out on the road with Deep Purple. And, of course, the latest Judas Priest album is called Firepower. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Going to get to new music from At the Gates, music from Guar as well. And if you are a longtime Full Metal Jackie listener, you will recall that Odorous Urungus of Guar used to have a weekly feature on the show called The Metal Minute, and it was awesome and it was hilarious. And if you want to reminisce, or if you never heard it, I've got an archive of it on the Full Metal Jackie website, fullmetaljackieradio.com. More with Rob Halford up next. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford on the show with us tonight. Earlier this year, Judas Priest was nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Setting modesty aside, what do you think has been the band's most important contribution to music as an art form?
Wow. Oh, let me think. You know, I think just off the top of my head, we always say at the start of the show, the Priest is back. Let's see you, Metal Maniacs. Are you ready for the Judas Priest style of heavy metal music? So I think we still feel that way collectively as a band in how we've represented heavy metal music the way we make it. And we're still very proud of that accomplishment. That's all over the sounds and the songs and the messages in Firepower. that really is this record. I think that's probably why it's doing so well. It's the embodiment of everything that we love and about Judas Priest. When you hear the songs of Viper, it collectively displays almost five decades of Judas Priest in one go. So that's the pride there, and running alongside of that is the pride of being part of this great heavy metal community around the world. You know, we're like a big metal family, and we're sharing it, and we're living in it. It's in our blood. We're united together in heavy metal.
Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Still going to get to new music from Voivod. We've got tunes from Motorhead. More Judas Priest, of course. It's all on the way. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. And Rob, you've been on stage most of your life. What's changed through the stages of your career about what it feels like to be in front of an audience?
Well, it's still the same. When I stand on the stage, the big thrill is looking out at across all of these different generations of metalheads. The big thrill for us, and I'm speaking for everybody in Priest, is when we see that new metalhead who's maybe barely into their teens and they're coming to see Priest for the first time ever. Of all the bands that they've got to look at and listen to, they choose Priest for that particular show, that particular moment. That's the biggest rush in the world, you know. So that's the thing that is the big change for us in Priest, to see how our music, to see how metal is as strong and thriving as it ever was, touching different generations of metalheads around the world.
Rob Halford of Judas Priest with us on the show. Judas Priest on the road with Deep Purple. Full Metal Jackie coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Pantera. Going to check out a new Voivod tune and more with the Metal God. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford on the show with us tonight. And Rob, from your working class upbringing to music, sexual orientation, and sobriety, there's been so many aspects of your life that could influence and inspire other people. What would convince you to write an autobiography?
I'm laughing. I was thinking about this last night. I'm going to give you an exclusive.
Oh, boy.
Jackie.
I'm ready.
I'm going to write a book. I am going to write a book. But I was thinking about things that have happened to me that people don't know about, you know. And this is going to be funny. I was personally blessed by the Virgin Mary in a church in England. If that's not going to make you read my book, I don't know what is. I'm going to leave it at that. But I've had so many beautiful things happen to me over my life. I've had a very, very rich life, and I'm still having it, and I can't be more grateful than I am right now. Just even thinking about this, I think it has to be done, because, you know, you get these knock-offs and you get people giving their impression and their interpretation, which is all good. But I think when it comes from the source, it's really important. You know, some of the greatest books written, you know, there was The Dirt by Crew, the book by Zeppelin, or Lemmy's book, you know, Randy's book. All of these are books that come from the heart of the matter, part of the story. It'll happen one day, Jackie. It'll happen one day. I'll let you know as soon as it's on the front burner.
That is awesome. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford with us on the show tonight. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with a brand new tune from Voivod. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford on the show with us tonight. You're revered throughout the metal community, even referred to as the Metal God. But you're incredibly down to earth. What's the source of your humility and good nature?
Well, again, I thank you from people that have inspired me and influenced me. I always think about my friend Ronnie. I love to be with Ronnie. I learned a lot from Ronnie when I would see him with his fans and interacting with all of our friends in the music world. That's so important, you know. It's a privilege to do what we do, and we shouldn't forget that. Everything that we have of substance is supported by the fans that come to our shows, buy our records, buy the t-shirt, whatever. These are the most important people in our lives, you know, and we can't do this thing without them. It's one thing to be creative in the individual sense when I'm in a room with Glenn and Richie and we're writing songs, But that can only go so far, you know. You've got to be fully aware that you can't exist, you can't have a life in what you do, you can't strive and pursue the things that you love and do without the fans that look after you. So that's just always in my heart, and it's in everybody in Priest, and in most bands that have longevity understand what I'm talking about when I say these things.
It's Full Metal Jackie, see Judas Priest with Deep Purple, and of course, if you haven't already done so, I don't know what you're waiting for, pick up the latest album, Firepower. It's amazing, Rob. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for checking in tonight, and looking forward to seeing you soon.
See you soon, Jackie. Love you. See you soon.
Full Metal Jackie, music from Pantera right after this.